Hey, Zero.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Mike Fersetto, and you're listening to Inside the 610. And today we have a special, special episode for the promotions of One Earth Reggae Fest, one of the largest growing reggae festivals, free reggae festivals in the Lehigh Valley at Steel Stacks, which is going to be taking place on Saturday, July 6th. And today in the studio, we have Quickdraw. Quickdraw, thanks for joining us.
Greetings to the world, WDIY 88.1. How everybody's doing?
Awesome. Thank you so much for being in the studio with us today. This is going to be your first time performing at Reggae Fest, and a lot of people are going to say, hey, you, what are your origins? How did you get started? A lot of people know you as a DJ in this area, but where did you come from?
I grew up in New York, Brooklyn. Okay. My background is Guyana, South America family. Started DJing when I was in high school, stopped because I was running track. I was an athlete, pretty good athlete. Ended up getting a scholarship to go away to school. And in the midst of having a scholarship and running in college, I had a lot of free time on my hand because you can't work when you have a scholarship. So I dibble and dabble with music. And I went to HBCU, which is a predominantly black university, and they had a lot of Caribbean people on campus. But when they have the parties, there was no Caribbean music. So I just filled the void, and it took me different places, and now I'm here sitting talking to you about everything that's going to be going on July 6th.
Oh, that's so awesome. I didn't know you were a runner.
Yeah, I ran hurdles.
Hurdles, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. The height wouldn't let you know that, but I was fierce.
Yeah, you could run and jump at the same time. Yeah
it's actually a step.
Gotcha. Now you're getting into the technicality.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So then you got into music.
Yes.
And then was it music right away? Were you a lyricist or did you go into DJing right away?
I never really was into the rapping form or the DJing form. I just wanted to be a DJ spinning music, letting people enjoy themselves, partying. Just I always wanted to do that. And then when it came to fill that void, it felt good doing it, felt natural, so I just stayed DJing. I dibbled and dabbled with promotions here, management, different artists here, but we could touch on that later on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've done a lot of DJing as far as spinning music from the vinyl days.
Yeah,
that's when I started.
Okay.
Two turntables, crates.
Yeah.
That era.
What some people would say, the real DJing.
I wouldn't say that. I used to say that, but now with technology, you still have to have skill and you still have to know how to read a crowd to be a good DJ. You can pick it up quicker now. You don't have to go through the lifting the crates and learn how to work a turntable, but you still have to perfect the profession.
Gotcha.
To be good.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. So what is your favorite genre if you had to play for a crowd? You said that was what really got you going. What's your favorite genre that you see the crowd always gets really hyped for and you like the vibes?
Well, it started with Caribbean music. Caribbean music always brought the vibe. And then I came up in the era where Caribbean music started to blossom. The Shabarangs, the Supercats, the Patra, Mad Lion, that era. So Caribbean music, but I like to test myself, so I dibble and dabble with the Afrobeats and soca music, and these days I'm enjoying the Afrobeats because of the versatility of the music, the different feel of the music, different flow of the music, the beat, the timing of the music. Afrobeat would be my thing.
Yeah, especially right now. It seems like Afrobeats is probably like the fastest growing genre in like popularity right now.
I would think so, definitely. Really? And it coincides with Caribbean music, so I'm not straying away from my roots. I can still blend the two and still do what I do, get the crowd the way I want to get them.
Yeah. Now playing for a crowd and listening to music by yourself is completely two different things. What would be a genre that you enjoy when you're just by yourself? Do you like listening to the same music you play for crowds?
No. I listen to R&B. I listen to country music. I listen to pop music. Britney Spears, Taylor Swift. I got a daughter. So sometimes me and my daughter's in the car or me and my son's in the car and we're singing what's on the radio. Just the regular music. So it takes me away from what I'm doing at work because the playing of music is still work. I want to enjoy my, I want my mind to be free from that sometimes.
Gotcha. Awesome. So One Earth Reggae Fest is coming up Saturday, July 6th at Steel Stacks. Go explain to the listeners now, what will you be doing there?
I will be spinning music, bringing the Caribbean vibe to Steel Stacks. When I mean Caribbean vibe, I mean the Caribbean vibe, talking on the mic, interacting with the people them. You may get some special guest artists that may just pass through just to do something while the music is flowing. But you're going to get the full Caribbean experience. If I got to talk with my Guyanese accent all day for you to get it, I'll do that, no problem. But I want y'all to come out and enjoy the day, because it says it, One Earth Reggae Fest and reggae's love. So come out, enjoy the love, and we're going to let you enjoy yourself the way it's supposed to be done.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you know what? I want to hear your perspective on this, because I heard it from other people in past years that came through the studio. Reggae music, it seems such like it's a so universal type of genre of music. What does reggae, the music of reggae, what does it mean to you?
Reggae music gets you through hard times. You listen to the lyrics, there's songs that can, even if it was made years and years and years ago, it still stands for what's going on now. So it gives me that peace of mind sometimes. I'm going through something, I'll go sit down, turn on the music. Even if I'm just DJing or just listening to it, reggae music, it soothes my mind, it soothes your soul, and you can just mellow and get reset and get back to where you want to be at.
Yeah.
That's what it would do for me. I hope it does that for everybody else, too.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for the last 3 years that we had it at Bethlehem, I mean, it just seems like everybody from all different walks of life, families of all ages, from 80 to 3-year-olds running around, it seems like they're just all there to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. You rarely go to a reggae Caribbean event, I'll knock on wood, and it's violence.
Yeah.
Because it's peaceful. You know, the music, it's kind of like trance music. It gets you, take your mind off of wherever it was, and gets you into that peaceful state. I had a friend that told me it feels like Zion. Like, that's that peaceful place. And I can agree with that, because music, it can get you there.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then, you know, we're expecting a large crowd, around 15,000 to 20,000 people this year. We got great food that's going to be there. A lot of the local Caribbean restaurants are going to be there, providing some great cuisine for the people that are going to be attending on that day. You know what? This festival is one of the fastest growing festivals in the Lehigh Valley. They have projections of growing it to the largest free reggae festival in the country in another 3 to 4 years. What do you think this festival means to this community in the Lehigh Valley?
It means a lot. It can do a lot, too. Like you said, it's a free event. Let's stress that again. It's a free event.
Yes.
All ages. So everybody can enjoy it. Even if you're not in the area, this can be a destination for you to bring your family to enjoy a day of reggae. I see it projecting to be really, really big, and it can help the community in a whole lot of ways, because it can expose that we are in Pennsylvania and the culture is here. You know, some people may not think it's here, but the culture is here and it's growing, and we want you to be a part of what it is and help us to grow it so that we can be in the circuit of everything else that's going on. Because when you look at the scope of what's going on, I deal with shows and tours and concerts and things like that. And a lot of the bigger name artists, when I talk to them, I have to explain to them where they're coming to, what the area is like, the people is like. And other places, I don't have to do that. So my goal is now is to, when I talk to the artist and I say, I'm bringing you to Allentown, Pennsylvania, that's all I have to say. And with something like One Earth Reggae Fest doing the same thing, we're all going in the same direction. So it's going to definitely bring it to where we're going to be a destination. And I've been a part of a state where this has happened, and I've seen it grow, and I've been a part of it. And I see the same steps going on in this area, in the Lehigh Valley. So kudos to you and your team. Let's keep those steps going and grow it to where it got to be.
Let's keep building together. That's what it's all about. So it was a real pleasure having you in here. I love your perspective. Thank you so much for joining us. If people wanted to reach you, you know, on social media, wanted to get in contact with you, wanted to see you out perform and DJ somewhere, where could they reach you?
You can reach me on all social media, QuickDrawBIM. All my information is on my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Definitely there to find, or to all this gentleman right here, WDIY 88.1, and ask them, they'll find me.
Well, Quick Draw, it was such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The World Blend is an international mix of music traditions, exploring new music and familiar favorites from indie rock, reggae, zydeco, afro-pop, and roots music from every continent. An adventurous soundtrack for your Saturday afternoon, whether busy or relaxed. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. for The World Blend, right here on WDIY.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning public affairs programs weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, politics, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archive programs. WDIY Public Affairs on 88.1 FM, streaming at WDIY.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Mike Frasetto, for Inside the 610. And today in the studio here, we have Sound Off. Welcome, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
I also got to say, this is the most people we ever had in the studio before. So it's definitely packed. So Sound Off, you guys have been doing music here, and you guys have your origins here in Bethlehem. We love promoting local artists. Let me go around the horn here, and you guys could introduce yourselves, your name, and a little bit about yourself.
All right, cool. I'll kick it off. Drew Breezy, born and raised in Bethlehem here. Been doing music, you know, as long as I can remember. Started making beats in middle school and, you know, writing lyrics, so it's always been a part of my life. We were in a group, actually, you know, three of us here, Jamal, Ty Witt, and Drew Breezy. We were in a rap group in high school. We were one of the first, actually the first rap group at Music Fest back in the late 90s, I'll say.
Now I'm breaking it, man. Come on now.
Yeah. So just always, you know, been a part of our life, and we each kind of went separate ways. Jamal was in a group called The Experience. I'll let him tell his story too, but we all kind of came back together around 2018, formed Sound Off, and just been, you know, putting out music together as a collective since then.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's the best, the good part of the group is that we're all friends, we're good friends, so the vibe is always fun. So cool. It's easy to do music. I'll tell you right now, it's super easy, it's super fun. I'm from the Virgin Islands. I moved here in around 95, so I've been here since. I was born and raised the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas Virgin Islands, not the British, the USVI. A little fun fact, the USVI was purchased from Denmark. So that's a little fun fact I like to bring. Yeah, I moved here in 95, and I tell you right now, 95 was the biggest winter I think of any one of our lives. Yeah. And I moved here when I was 95, so that was the first time I seen snow. And it was the last time I wanted to see snow. But throughout the winters, I was still able to vibe with my people who allow me to come into the studio to produce and record reggae music that I love, and you know, I grew up to love. That's basically my introduction and who I am.
All right, awesome.
My name is Ty Witt. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I moved here around 10 years old, or maybe 9. And we've been doing music together since like 8th grade. We've been doing it forever. I kind of stumbled upon Jamal, and he was doing his thing. He was doing this crazy reggae, and all the girls was feeling. I was like, I want him in my group. I want them to feel me like that, too. So... from there, we all came together, and we've been together ever since. I mean, we broke off for a little bit, did our own thing, but you know, you can't break apart a brotherhood. It's always gonna come back. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So that's that.
Awesome.
Okay, so I'm Reese Mills. I'm also was born in Brooklyn, raised in Irvington, New Jersey. I came out here in 2005, and I really started doing music 2007. I was in a group as well, kind of broke off of that in around 2014, started doing my own thing. You know, I did my own projects, and I still do that. But I met Jamal probably around 2014-ish, and, you know, always vibed with him. We always had a great rapport. Along the way, met Drew and Ty, and like I said, 2018, we started, like, linking up, started doing music, before it was just like, yo, we hop on this track and we do this. I mean, the bond and the chemistry is undeniable, in my opinion. And, you know, once y'all guys hear the music, y'all definitely be like, damn, you really, this is really good stuff, you know what I mean? So, I mean, and we've been vibing since. It's been about 6 years now, and, you know, we just growing, we just getting better. So
I have to say, I agree with you. Every single one of you talked about the brotherhood and how you guys are friends, and it's easy to vibe and make music together because you guys are so close to one another. And then I felt that chemistry when I listened to your last project, your last album, Eve of Destruction. I listened to the remix. Talk about that process. How was it to make that last project, Eve of Destruction? The sound was great. The chemistry was there. You guys have such a unique genre, too, because it's like a mix of, like, so many different parts. I hear, like, some rap. I hear some reggae. I hear some alternative. Yeah. You guys are, like, all of that together. It's really a cool sound.
So first, just coming from the Virgin Islands and giving a bunch of respect to my mother, who always listened and had me drilled with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, The Temptation, just a lot of. So I was raised up on a lot of good music, then a lot of pop music. So I love pop. I will always listen to pop. I always say, there's a lot of thugs out there that missed up an opportunity of some really good music. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna tell you right now, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. We all listen to that song. I don't care who you are. I don't care how hard you is. So I come from an upbringing of just fun music, pop music, good culture. I was able to bring it in to the music that we're doing now. And when I met these guys, especially Ty who bring me who found me in the hallways of Liberty High School. Just they were always doing their sessions. Rapping everywhere, even down in Music Fest bench, you guys was rapping, and I always wanted to write lyrics as well because I see them writing lyrics. So I was even hanging with them. I was forced to be lyrical, and I love rap as well. So I was always lyrical as well. But they, who was always lyrical, I'm telling you, metaphors. We was in the basement thinking of lines and similes that would blow your brains out. So it's kind of fun to kind of listen to the Kendrick Lamar thing going on and how he breaking down all these metaphors and similes, because that was what we're doing. That's what we love. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I feel like where that speck of lyricism from me came from, and that's, you know, most props to these guys.
I have to say I really enjoyed Eve of Destruction, and you guys, anybody listening out there, if they want to listen to Sound Off's Eve of Destruction, it's on Apple Music. Anywhere else?
Yeah, well, the original album is everywhere, all platforms, and then the remix album from a producer, Chops, that's on Apple and YouTube and our website.
Gotcha. So, you know what, I just want to get into, now that we're, you know, on this road, new projects that you guys are going to be coming up with or that you might have just released. Did you guys want to talk about any of the new projects?
Oh, yeah, tell them about that.
Yeah, so for 2024, we got 3 singles out so far. We started with Game Time, which is more of a rap song with me and Ty. Produced by DJ Ready Rel. Mm-hmm. Yep. Then we had a song called Anyway that came out. That was produced by Chops. Mm-hmm. And then our most recent single was Paradise. So these are on all platforms and our website, soundoffproductions.net, where you can stream everything for free. But yeah, as far as upcoming projects, we have a whole album produced by Phase One, who's a Lehigh Valley goat, you know, as far as the producer and artist go. So
definitely,
we're excited because we've never had a project that was that, you know, unified with one producer, one sound. He's engineering, he's mixing, mastering. So we're really excited because, you know, a lot of times when you hear, you know, like the Nas and Hit-Boy, when artists link up with a producer, you get that sound and it's cohesive throughout. So we're excited to release that probably end of this year. And then we have a bunch of singles that we kind of were just piling up that are more like dance, soca, you know, Caribbean island, you know, more Jamal specialty, Reese and Ty with the R&B. So that's, we're kind of compiling that to be out by like midsummer. So that's going to be an album specifically in that genre.
That's awesome. So here, we're going to play a little bit something from your new projects coming up right now.
There's a battle in the shadow of the sheep. The wolves may come, but they will embrace me. The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb I'm in. There's something even I forget. But that's why I try to separate my life. That's why I keep my dogs right by my side. That's why, that's why, that's why, that's why. A black sheep just looking for paradise.
Gave you my heart, got it returned in pieces. In your story, tried to be a thesis. Never thinking I was on your B-list. See, this could be my karma when I was a heathen. I hope that now we even, Steven. Falling from grace, forgot what I believed in. Knowing I'm supposed to go through many seasons. But if I change and get your chains and tell me what's the reason. The reason.
Cause my eyes are blind and some things I hold inside.
Okay, so you guys are also going to be performing at One Earth Reggae Fest at Steel Stacks on July 6th. This is growing into one of the largest free reggae festivals in the country. What are you guys going to be doing there?
One of the things we are doing, I just want to say this part, is Paradise, the song we just played for you guys. And I wanted to say this song is the first song I did with my son.
Yes.
My firstborn son. I do got 8 kids. Don't judge me. Leave me alone.
Don't judge. But I got 8 kids, and it's my firstborn.
So this was an exciting, exciting song for me, just to have him sing on it. And he's singing the hook.
Yeah, Shyson is his name. He's a new up-and-coming artist, too.
Yeah.
He's
That's awesome.
Big writer, performer. He's down in Atlanta now, right?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta doing music out there. My daughters do music. I mean, music has brought my whole family together.
Yeah, so they're going to be on the albums, too, and all that, too.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
That's the dope thing about Sound Off. We're like, we just collab, you know, when the vibes are right, we just, you know, any artist that comes on, and it's like, you know, that just, it just feels right. We just make it happen.
You go with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's about bringing a vibe. And I know we say vibe all the time, vibe, 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 but it's about bringing the vibration, and we're always going to bring the vibration.
Absolutely.
So I like to say the word vibration, because the word vibe it get too publicized as mainstream, and it goes away. But we want to keep it vibration. That's what we bring in to the show. Just bring your vibration.
You know, good vibe. Positive frequency.
That's
really what Sound Off is about. It's about sounding off, you know, your style, what you believe in, and just being true to yourself.
And not being locked into a space, a genre.
Yeah.
We're not locked into any space.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to do music. It's going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You come, you do music. We're going to invite you. We're going to embrace you. And then that's where we come out with this type of style.
Yeah.
Talk about the good vibrations. I feel it here in the studio with you guys in here right now.
That's
and when I listen to your project, I feel the same way. You guys are definitely not in a square. You guys are kind of your own thing, and it's a beautiful thing to listen to. So I just wanted to say, you know, this is going to be your first year performing at One Earth Reggae Fest. What do you think this festival means to the community?
Well, I'll speak first, because I first heard about this last year, and I came out and the vibes were like crazy. Like, I was like, man, this is dope. You know, I wanted to embrace it, and the fact that we're like performing in the festival now, like, I mean, it's just an honor. Honestly, the community is definitely taken to it, because I hear about it. A lot of people were talking about it. So, you know, the steam is picking up, and it's only going to keep going. So, you know, I'm proud of anything that happens in the AP area. You know, when it's getting steam like that, you know, that's what the area needs. You know, we need more positivity. We need more, you know, artists out here, because there's plenty of artists. You know, we're not the only ones, you know what I mean? But, you know, so much talent around here, you know, and it's the fact that we're getting, you know, spotlighted for this, like, that's a blessing, honestly. So
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. It's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, appreciate being invited out.
Yes.
And for the community, I think it's doing wonderful things. It's providing a free event, you know, a safe space, and the sponsors behind it are all about positive movements.
Yep.
So I think it's definitely a good look, and I could see this going well into the future for years.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Yeah, and you're right. Shout out to the title sponsor, Promise Neighborhoods of the Lehigh Valley. They are doing their thing in the community out there. Appreciate them supporting this. If people wanted to reach out to you or connect with you, connect with your music, listen to your music, where can they find you guys at?
Yeah, I think the easiest space is just soundoffproductions.net. You could join an email list. Could reach out and contact us there. You could hear all the music. It's got links to all of our social media and all of our streaming.
Awesome. Well, to all the members of Sound Off, thank you so much for joining us here today in the studio.
Yeah, I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Peace.
I appreciate you.
Thank you all so much for listening to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Fresetto. And again, just a reminder that One Earth Reggae Fest will be at the Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on Saturday, July 6th, all day long, free to everyone. This is WDIY 88.1 FM.
Don't you run away tomorrow. Hold on, hold on, hold on. See the man, it just might be the time. But you stop running from the shadows. Rise up, it's time to march them to the gallows. The one that demonized the women and bring the sad world. Then pick apart the Bible just to climb the ladder. They store the timeline with the lies and propaganda. Leap into the future, they manipulate the calendar. Distribute the blood of the indigenous, a massacre. From Mexico to Canada, I land and it's America. I keep my distance from the ignorant side. I see the cognitive dissonance really setting in high. Yeah, no, they don't wanna trust the plan, so they will never take a stand and wash the glass until the sand is out. And if them think a man is just a man, then they will never understand the universal laws without a doubt.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to WDIY.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.